Hey, thank you for joining in to Speak Truth with Angela C. Gray. And I am your host, Angela C. Gray. Thank you for joining in this month as we talk about celebrating Her Story Month. On this podcast, we talk about all things that pertain to wellness. And specifically, I want to honor and celebrate the women that are doing great things in this globe, around this country. And so that could be from a small scale to even a large scale, because we all in some way are making an impact. And so we all should be celebrated. So I want to get right to it, because Women's History Month is very important and very special. And as I sat back and began to think about what that means, I'm so blessed that I've come across some very, very incredible women in my lifetime. I mean, there's so many to name. I even thinking about some of the women that were the very first. I've read about their stories. I've seen movies about them. I think there's a movie out about Shirley Chisholm that's out. And it's a powerful story, because when you're the first to do something, it is, people don't understand the struggles and the things that you have to face. And just because we see the success behind it, but we don't see some of the painful things that we've experienced and that we've had to go through in order to maintain or to even get to arrive at what others would call successful, and even ourselves, right? And so I've been blessed to meet some and be friends with some women that have made, they're the first in what they have done and what they're doing, and they're making history. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about how important it is as women to celebrate each other. But we have to first begin by celebrating you, the woman in the mirror. Many of you know my story, and I shared that on my first podcast on January 1st, when I told you my story of how I am a breast cancer survivor, and how I lost all my hair. And that began the journey of me realizing that I did not love myself, and I had to go through that process of loving myself. And I'm still, it's an ever-evolving thing, because it's a cycle of different areas in our lives in order to be whole. We talked about that in our finances, emotionally, socially, relationships, spiritually, and that's just to name a few. But it's important that we celebrate ourselves and we do take care of ourselves, and that's important. But it's also important for us to celebrate others. Now, in this, that's an acronym. You know me with the acronyms. I have an acronym. God dropped that in my spirit. But others, H-E-R-S, the last part of that, there's an acronym that dropped into my spirit that I wanted to talk about today. So H of hers, others, celebrating her story. H, honor, is honor her. You need to honor her for her achievements and efforts. And when I say this, this includes you. Honor her means honoring the things that you've accomplished. So many times we are negative. We look at the negative things that we've done or things like this, but celebrate the positive things that you've done in your career, with your family, in your home, in the community, the things that you've done, even if it was something way in the past. Put some respect on that. Honor that you have accomplished those things by the grace of God. You have accomplished amazing and mighty things. So it's important to honor yourself in that area. So honor whatever, in whatever form that means to you, honor that. Demonstrate by an act of appreciation. That's what it means. So some type of act of appreciation that you can do for yourself. I have a friend that sometimes they go and get massage. That's a way of saying that's de-stressing, but it's also a way to say, you know what? I'm honoring the fact that I've worked hard this week. So what I'm going to do so I can make sure I maintain my sense of well-being, I'm going to honor those achievements by taking some time and shutting everything and everybody out and just getting some, treating my body well, you know, things like that. Having a day for yourself where you just sit out by a lake somewhere and read a book, or you may want to do something tangible. Like, I want to go to the spa. I want to get my nails done, whatever that is in that manner. Or you may want to do something even more extravagant. It's up to you. That's the point of that. So honor her, meaning you and others, on their achievements and their efforts. Tell someone, you know what? You do some really great things. I see you. I truly see what you have done. You're making an impact. You're making an impact on me. What you do brings me joy, what you do inspires me, or what you do has impacted me in a way that's making me want to change some things, pivot and shift some things in my life. It's important to do those things, right? Okay, so we're talking about that. For the women in your life that have made a lasting impression on your life, make sure that you honor them. So that's the H. Now the E stands for experience her excellence. Experience her excellence, creativity, brilliance, work ethics, tenacity, passion for life. Listen, some of us, you know, we get sidetracked by the things that are going on around us that maybe we forget to truly appreciate and experience the excellence of others or the excellent things. For example, I know someone, I have a cousin who is, she is so incredibly organized in her home with her. Everything is on point. And that part of me, some could say, well, oh my God, that's too much. But from there, that part of me that respects that, because there were some areas in my life that I needed to tighten up on that I see in her. So I really learned to experience the excellence of what she does. And I literally experienced, because I lived with her for a short time. So living with her, I experienced her excellence. I allowed myself to experience, to say, listen, initially it was like, what in the world? But at some point I was like, this is great. I'm going to implement this, because I allowed myself to experience that. I have another friend who's just like, she is a hardest working woman I know. You know, sometimes too much, but overall, the hardest working I want to know. But there's that part of me that respects that. And I experience the work of saying, I like her worth ethic. I like that part of her. And it helps me to understand her better, because I'm experiencing that. I have another friend who is superb. She is like the most intelligent woman I've ever met. Very real, very down to earth. But in experience, her brilliance has pushed me to say, okay, there's some areas in my life where I want to touch upon either going back to school or maybe just getting certified in some areas where I want to grow. And so that's the part we want to talk about, experience the excellence, the creativity, the brilliance, a person's worth ethic, their tenacity, and their passion for life. Those things are important as we think about her story, and think about the fact that this brilliant woman, this woman that has an excellent work ethic, this woman that is creative, this woman who is just has an excellence about her with her home, something happened for them to be that way. Something happened for them to be that way. Some things, you know, some things come naturally and some things don't. But out of it all, that something it made them want to be, look, listen, there's this passion in me that wants to be creative, and they embraced it. There's something in me that I want to change the world, and I want to have brilliance, and I want to have knowledge in several areas of my life. The brilliance, they wrap themselves around brilliance, and so forth and so on, right? So with the others, hers, we have the H, honor, E, experience. And then note, I wanted to note this before I jump to R. Note that it's important for us to see beyond the mask that we as women sometimes wear. I'm going to say that again. We need to see beyond the mask that we as women sometimes wear. What is that, Angela? Sometimes, you know, have you ever met a woman who seems to be experiencing, I say a mask, but you may say that's not a mask, but it's a mask of pain. But behind that mask of pain or that mask of anger is a gentle heart. There's a wall that's been put there because of something that she experienced, maybe in a negative connotation. And she has not learned to embrace the part that, look, I went through that, but embrace the positive that has come from that. For example, mine was the cancer, me realizing that I had a natural cancer, but also had a spiritual cancer. There was also some things toxic about me. So in wrapping myself around that and seeing the ugly part of myself or whatever I was going through, I was able to embrace the beauty that was inside me as well. But first I had to face the fact that this is a mask too. People put up a talk about mask of smiling, but sometimes the mask of, you know, what you're going through can shadow. It could be, you know, a mask because it's covering up the part of you that has a gentle heart, the part of you that's kind, that is actually a very loving person. So think about that. There's also the mask of smile. There's a reverse of that, the mask where you're smiling, but inside there's pain. And then there's another side. You smile and you want to say, look, that person has peace. What did you do to find that peace? So there's different masks. And so we have to ask God for discernment to see beyond that, you know, mask, see the heart of the person and not the mask. See the heart of the person and not the mask. Experience the beauty of her and learn from her experience, meaning you as well. I hope some of y'all are getting this and not just saying, what are you talking about, Angela? But no, experience the beauty of her, yourself, or her, that someone, that other sister that you may see, a woman, okay? Experience the beauty of her and learn from her experience. Behind a successful woman is the joy and pain of how she got there. And I thought about this because I actually watched a movie, and in watching this movie about this very powerful historic woman, there was a scene in there where she's just very powerful. And all you've seen is that, you know, you see this powerful woman who like literally shifted the culture for many women, right? Especially Black women, but for a lot of women, right? And in that moment, something happened to where, you know, she showed she was strong in the face of this very terrifying situation. But when she got into a place of quietness and stillness, she began to tremble and she began to realize the struggle and the near death of what she was trying to accomplish so that other women could share their story, could make her story history, right? And so in that, I realized that even behind the smile and the success and everything and the passion, there was that part where it was like, this is one of the most nerve-wracking, scary, challenging thing that I have ever faced. And many of us have experienced several things. And sometimes we say, you know what? I don't think I can do this because of the challenge that it represents. Now, the only time I would say to remove yourself from a situation is if it's sacrificing your own, you know, health and well-being. You don't ever need to be in a situation where you are at risk of, you know, suffering in any type of area of your life where you need to be whole at. That's, you have a choice in that matter. And so, but if you're in a situation where, you know what, this is going to help other women, this is challenging, but I'm going to do this because the end in mind is more important than what I'm actually going through. The end in mind, meaning the difference of the impact that I'm called and I've been chosen to make. And that's important. You have to understand your part in her story, your part in history that you want to impact and what that means. And so you have to stay focused on the mission. You have to push towards the mark, towards the purpose, towards the calling. You know, you have to press so that you can arrive to that destination. Experience the journey, enjoy the journey, but understanding that there's an end in mind. And so focusing on that mission, what you've been called and chosen to do, is very important. Okay, so we have the H and we have the E. And now let's jump to the R. Respect her. Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect her. Respect to show, to feel or show differential regard for esteem or admire someone. One, that's something that you regard as important. You regard for something or someone as important. You know, I think the biggest thing about respect is being kind, being polite to yourself. How many times have you looked in the mirror and said, I'm fat, I'm too skinny? I'm just going to keep it real because we're speaking the truth, right? I'm fat. I'm too skinny. I'm not smart enough for that. I'm not going to get that. I'm not eligible. I'm not going to. No. Be kind to yourself. Say, I am that I am, and I can do this. If God showed me the vision and he's placed it in my spirit, it can be accomplished. Point blank, period. And so be kind to yourself first. Be kind to her. Because in order for her to make history, her story, whatever, so your history may be in your home. Yours may be something on a global. Some of you may be just, you know, in your community. But whatever it is, you want to make her story. You got to be kind to the woman in the mirror. Before you can affect true change in anyone else, you have to first effect change within. You have to first have change within. So be kind to her. Look her in the mirror and tell her you love her. Look her in the mirror and tell her she's beautiful. Look in the mirror, she's fearfully and she's wonderfully made. Look at her in the mirror and say, she's all that in a bag of chips. Look at her until she is smart enough. She's intelligent. She's articulate. Okay? Speak those things. Okay? Speak those things. Be polite to her. Be graceful with her. Be gentle with her. Come on now. Because when you do that, you're going to truly, no matter what you're called to, what area of life you're called to, you're going to make effective change. Because, you know, the word of God always says, love thy neighbor as thyself. But we forget the part about love thyself first. You have to love that woman. I'm not saying to where it's all about me, I look good and all this stuff. No, but you do have to love that person that you look in the mirror every day. You have to know that, you know what, you worked hard to get here. You worked hard for your family. Look, I'm getting over, I'm a little carried away, but it's the truth. We speaking the truth, right? Speak truth with Angela C. Gray. So that's what we're doing today, right? So it's important that you demonstrate respect to yourself, self-care, no body shaming. Come on now. Sometimes the biggest person that does the body shaming is not other people. It's you internally with your thoughts and what you say to yourself. So we have to change that. And then have that self-respect first, okay? So maintain that, you know, that all this other things that we're doing that we're, you know, we're actually killing ourselves mentally and emotionally. Stop doing that. Enough is enough. If you have to write down some things that I am this and I am that, and write it down and say it every day. Look her in the mirror and say it to her, you, every day. And then reflect to others that which you have done inwardly yourself. So when you do this work, you're going to be able to reflect that onto others. And we want to reflect those things that are positive to other ones. Okay. So we talked about the H, the E, the R, the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. Respecting her. Right. So find out what that means to me, meaning you. What does that mean to you? What does respect mean to you? You define respect for yourself. You write down, this is what respect means to me. And everybody's, because everybody's story is different, her story is different. Write down what respect means to you. That's important. Because respect means what means to you is different than it was from someone else. It very well be true. Because others may be able to tolerate what you won't, and vice versa. So listen, that's good right there. I'm gonna have to write that down for myself. Okay, so let's get to it. H-E-R and then F. S is a bonus because we talked about her, but we're talking about others. So the S is, I like this one, y'all. Support and stand strong in her success. Support and stand strong in your success. Because let me tell you, at the moment you are right now, you have achieved something. You might not have your college degree. Doesn't mean that you may not even have that business launched out the way that you want to. You may not, but you've accomplished something. The mere fact that you're saying, you know what? I can do this, that you made steps, you made the first step. That's the first step toward success, because it takes a lot. People don't understand. Sometimes the first step is the hardest step to make, but don't stop. Don't stop. Keep pushing, support and stand strong, and then keep moving on. Support and stand strong and keep moving on in your success, right? Honor, experience, respect, support, and stand strong, united as women. Okay, I'm gonna say this again. Honor, experience, respect, support, and stand strong, united in others' success. Others' success. Together, we as women can achieve and make a meaningful impact in this earth, in this realm. But we have to do it united. And it starts with you. It starts with me. So here is to, I'm speaking to this. And when I mean this, I'm meaning you. You that are listening right now, I'm speaking to you that you can do great and mighty exploits. You can do great and mighty. You can make history no matter where you are in this world. So stand up and stand strong in who you were created to be. And make an impact in your community, in your home, in this world. But first, it starts with you. Be kind to her. Honor her. Experience her. Respect her. And then support and stand strong. And then as a result, you can make effective change. There's young girls that are coming up behind us that need us. So united, supporting each other, not in competition, not in being jealous, none of that, but supporting and pushing others. We're going to do some great things, ladies. Let's keep moving. Let's keep striving. Listen, in everything you do, it starts with you. Love yourself, live well, and you will inspire nations. Again, thank you for joining in to Speak Truth with Angela C. Gray. I appreciate you, and I will see you next month as we talk about springing forward and living. I'll see you next month. Thanks. Have a great one.